VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. U.S. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed differing views Monday on whether recent North Korean missile tests violated a U.N. Security Council resolution, but they remained united on the ultimate goal of achieving a denuclearized Korean peninsula.
He believes, like I do, that North Korea has tremendous economic potential, like perhaps few other developing nations anywhere in the world. And I think that he is looking to develop that way. He knows that with nuclear, that's never going to happen.
Trump also focused on economic issues, expressing his expectations of reaching trade deals with Japan and China that would reduce U.S. trade deficits. Abe welcomed what he called the steady progress of trade talks with the United States, particularly regarding energy, digital, and infrastructure sectors. He said he looks forward to further cooperation and celebrated Trump's visit as an exhibit to the world of the unshakable bond the two countries possess. At the start of their talks Monday, Trump said he'd be fine with Abe serving as a mediator between the United States and Iran. Euroskeptic parties topped the polls Sunday in the European Parliament elections in Britain, France, and Italy. Across the 23-member Europe Union, they enjoyed their best-ever results in the five-yearly elections, boosting their share of seats in the 751-strong parliament from 155 to 169. But behind all the populist celebrations Sunday night, there was also quiet satisfaction in Brussels among EU officials who had feared Eurosceptics would run away with the election and do even better. Pakistan's army said one of its soldiers was killed Monday in a clash with militants at a checkpost in North Waziristan. It's not clear who was responsible. This is VOA News. Three powerful explosions in Kathmandu, Nepal's capital, killed four people and injured at least seven others Sunday. Though no group has claimed responsibility, police suspect that an outlawed communist organization, the Splinter Communist Group, was responsible for the blasts. Police say a pamphlet from Splinter was found at the site of the first blast. At least some of the dead and injured are believed to be members or supporters of the group. Police in France have arrested a suspect in connection with last week's bomb blast in the city of Lyon that injured 13 people. The Paris Prosecutor's Office, which handles all terrorist investigations in France, issued a statement confirming that a 24-year-old man was arrested in Lyon and placed in custody. He'd been the target of an extensive police manhunt since Friday night when a homemade explosive device filled with screws and ball bearings was placed outside the store of a popular bakery chain in the historic center of Lyon. As we mentioned, Eurosceptic parties topped the polls Sunday in the European parliamentary elections. Reuters reporter Ryan Brooks looks at nationalist gains across the continent, starting in Brexit Britain.
The country was supposed to have already left the EU, but hasn't been able to decide how, when, or even if it will deliver Brexit.
Thank you.
The new Brexit party of Nigel Farage has humiliated the ruling Conservatives and main opposition Labour Party, according to projections. It looks to have won the most votes, while the pro-EU Lib Dems, Greens, and Change UK were combined, still a few percentage points behind. Meanwhile, in France, President Macron's centrist movement looks to have been narrowly edged into second place by Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration, anti-Brussels national rally. A similar outcome in Italy, where the far-right League is emerging as the largest party. In Greece, the ruling leftist party suffered a heavy, unexpected defeat by the opposition Conservatives.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks. Thousands of prisoners in Turkish jails have ended a 200-day-long hunger strike after jailed Kurdish rebel leader Abdullah Öcalan was allowed to see his lawyer for the first time in 8 years. Comrades who have committed themselves to hunger strikes and death fasts, I expect you to end your protest, Öcalan said in an appeal to his supporters on Sunday. He'd been allowed to see his attorney twice in the past week. Öcalan is leader of the outlawed PKK, which has been fighting a guerrilla war for an independent Kurdish state in Turkey. Thousands of motorcycles roared into Washington Sunday for what organizers say will be the last rolling thunder in the nation's capital. The annual Memorial Day tradition is meant to draw attention to the more than 83,000 military personnel still missing in action. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.